Hi, hello.
Can you believe that's the last time I'm ever going to say that?
No. Those are three of the most common words in the English language, and you've been saying them for 6.5 years.
I stole that from Pablo. Remember Pablo?
Are we allowed to remember things now?
Well, it's the last episode. I suppose I'll allow it. Hit me with your favorite sarcastic voyage memories, Matt.
Ah. Remember our last live show when you yelled about Brandon Braga?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my finer moments on the other show we do.
Oh, right. Well, what about that Christmas that you and I met up with English Gav and Irish Gav to watch that terrible Star Wars holiday special?
Also a great memory. Also from the post-atomic horror.
Huh. What have we done on this show exactly?
Well, whatever it is, we've done it 200 times now.
I think I'd remember that.
My favorite memory was when I had to memorize every time zone in the world so I could arrange for every person we know to show up and ask us Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah, Clusterflunk. Are we doing another one of those?
Matt, this is the last episode. The space station on which we record the show is plummeting inexorably towards certain doom, by which I mean Wisconsin. We don't have time for Clusterflunk.
Yeah, maybe you don't. I've got Flunk on the phone right now.
Ah, memories. And speaking of memories, that brings us nicely to our next segment.
200 episodes and you finally learned how to do a segue. Wait, are we going to do a clip show? Are you shades of graying our last episode?
Well, I thought about that. As much as the idea of Dr. Pulaski poking at your unconscious body appeals to me, No. Clip show means editing, and editing means work, and work means I have to do it.
I do things!
Instead, I thought it might be fun to have the voice actors reenact some of the best moments of Sarcastic Voyage's rich, storied history.
Weren't they there for those moments in the first place? You know, when they recorded those moments?
No, I don't mean my actual favorite moments from the last 3 or 4 years. I mean that early crap I've been trying to forget.
Also, two of the voice acting players are currently being detained by the George Lobot in a high-security Buick.
We'll do it with the rest of them, then. God damn it! Why are you making this more difficult?
Oh, have we not met? I'm Matt. I'll be your foil for the next 200 episodes.
Remember way back in episode 29 when we watched Back to the Future with Bob?
Wait, I'm playing Matt in this?
And I'm Bob?
I am not playing Al.
Well reenacted, everyone. Our next memory is the first time we took mail from the listeners.
Coke or Pepsi!
Delightful. And then there was that time we met the creator of Axe Cop.
Well, I mean, my brother's just a stupid kid. I do all the real work.
That guy was kind of a jerk.
I guess we can say that now since the show's ending and since there's no chance he's listening to it anyway.
Ooh, does that mean we can insult some other guests? Haha, remember that time Sabrina was on?
You dick!
Ow!
And who could forget the very first appearance of our fan-favorite characters, that delightful pair of people who aren't from here.
I guess we should get our British accents ready.
Frank and Sandra.
Oh... Mountaineers?
I'm cured.
And then, of course, there was our first major appearance at the Emerald City Comic Con.
As the official president of this Comic Con, I really enjoyed the first major appearance, and I will continue to invite these two back for as long as I'm in charge.
Extra, extra, president of Comic Con assassinated.
Well, that's the end of me.
What a fun year this has been for me.
You mean 6 years, right?
Sure. Anyway, speaking of presidents...
Man, you are just nailing these segues!
Some people may be aware that I've played 21 U.S. presidents over the course of this show.
Is anyone aware of this but you?
It's literally all he talks about.
And some people may be aware that the U.S. has had more than 21 presidents over the course of its existence.
That doesn't sound right.
Are presidents appointed by the Queen?
I think Parliament is somehow involved.
That makes sense.
Silence, Canadians! We're wasting precious presidential time! We only have so long for this episode.
You mean before the station smacks into the Earth?
Right, and we have a lot of ground to cover.
Like the ground we're going to be splattered across.
Yes! So I need to play as many presidents...
You mean like the dent the station is going to put into the ground? President.
Ugh, and now we have even less time.
10 seconds, Al.
Okay, I chomped down the Delaware with my teeth. I had an HBO special featuring that guy from Fred Claus.
And time.
I already did Thomas Jefferson, so I'm James Madison!
Wow, now that's how you do an impression. We'll be right back, everyone.